Yeah, we're called that too.
Or have you heard somebody say, well, he must be from Podunk?
Well, no, I never had heard that one, but he's...
Have you ever heard that word, Podunk?
Yeah, I heard that word, but I never did hear it referred to as that.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be that some of these people had a past that they didn't want other people to find out about. They would say they was from Pocatello.
Pocatello.
There's Pocatello, Washington.
Uh-huh.
At one time, years ago, the courthouse burned in Pocatello, Washington, and it burned up all the records.
That makes it convenient, doesn't it?
And well, you'd just be surprised at the people that
from Pocatello now.
That if they'd go someplace and ask for a job, and well, where are you from? And maybe they had a shady past,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want them to find out about it. Because I'm from Pocatello. See, it was a railroad center too.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of these here boomer railroad men. They were all from Pocatello. They might be from up in the northwest, northeast somewhere, or maybe from Alabama or Georgia or someplace like that. But if they'd boomed around so much and been fired for Rouge E and what have you, and they had a record that they didn't want brought out, they's always from Pocatello, Washington. But that was a pretty common way of covering up your past. If any place that the courthouse had ever burned, it burned up all the records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'd use that not necessarily. There had been courthouses burned in different places around over the country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they was always from some one of them places where the courthouse had burned up, mm-hmm. and burned all the records.
Ask you about a few parts of the body. You'd call this part right up here. That's
your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And some people used to call it forehead.
Forehead, yeah. And this right here that needs cutting, that's my...
The hair.
And if you let it grow out on your face,
it's
your
whiskers.
Or you're growing a
beard.
And
or goatee.
Right. And this right here that you can barely see is my...
Is your ear.
Which one is that? That's my...
That's your left ear.
And that's my...
That's your right ear.
And this all right here is my...
Lips, chin.
Or the whole thing you can call your...
Just your face.
And you say you got a mouth full of...
Teeth.
Just one of them would be a...
Decayed. Broke off.
What about the fleshy part around your teeth?
Your gums.
And you say that you can make a
fist.
Mm-hmm. And this upper part of your body, you call
it's
that
your chest.
What about this part right here that
it's
you
your shin bone?
Can really sting them if you run into something. Yeah.
That's your funny bone.
Right. Well, have you ever heard of, you know, this part right here called anything? You squat down on your
haunches.
Haunches. Yeah. Have you ever heard people say anything? Besides squat down to mean the same thing?
No. They sit on the heel.
What I had in mind was when you said
I never could get comfortable like that.
No, I don't either. I've always wondered how these baseball catchers manage that position. But what I've had in mind when I asked about squat down, because I've heard some people say hunker down.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be in a squatting position. That'd be kind of hunkered, leaned over like this. And
leaning forward from
your
waist.
And fold your legs, get your feet in under you to where you come up